It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table. This is our Bible study segment. We are so glad you are here. So scoot up a chair. There is always plenty of room at the table to do our Bible study. And today we are talking about a very interesting one. The title of this Bible study is called Complaining and Arguing. It's part of our Philippians study, and we are in chapter 2 today. And our Bible study teacher, Beth Seifert, is here with us at the table. Hey, Beth, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing just fine. So we're in Philippians chapter 2 again. Which verses will we be studying?
Today we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open there, and we're going to start reading. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Verse 12 is so important. We are to continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Now, Paul commends these people in Philippi for obeying God, even when he's not there. Even when he's not there to say, oh, no, that's not in line with what God wants you to do. They continue to work out their salvation for themselves so that they are in line with what God wants them to do. Once God has given us his grace and we have accepted his grace, our job is not done. We still have to keep going, to keep learning, opening ourselves to God, because it is God who works in us for his purpose. Salvation is not merely a gift given once. It is an ongoing process of refining and changing our lives and bringing us closer to God. Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of like the idea of being a tool of God's. In order to be a tool of his, however, we have to make sure that we're in line with him. It is not enough to say, hey, I love God. I've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, and I've been baptized. I'm in line with him. He wants me to have this new car so I can be happy. So I'm going to buy this car dedicated to him. This is for him. Saying you're doing something for him does not make it true. We have a world full of people who seem to think that if I say it, it's true. So I'll just repeat this enough, and that will make it true, right? People, that doesn't work. Verses 14 through 15, I made my sons memorize for their memory verse about 2 years ago, which of course means I have it memorized too. They can still recite it. And when they are complaining and arguing, I ask them, are you shining? And then we will repeat this verse, these two verses, and we will discuss what needs to happen so that they will shine. And because my children are smarter than I give them credit for, they've actually called me on this verse before. And my husband. Let me tell you, having a little boy say, Mommy, are you shining? Or, wasn't that complaining? Is super humbling. Well, picture what it would look like if we did do everything without complaining or arguing. We would shine like stars. Think of how rare that is. How rare is it that we go about our day, and when asked to do something, we simply do it with a cheerful heart, not with grumbling and questioning. This goes back to the verse ahead. First, we must be aligned with God so that we can be used by him. Then, when we are asked to do something, to be his tool, that is in his will, we are to do it with graciousness. Now, granted, there are going to be times when you have to say no to people. If someone tells you that you're supposed to go and, you know, burn down your neighbor's house, argue with them, okay? But we need to make sure that our no's are not abrasive, and our yeses glorify God. A wise pastor once told me, not every opportunity is a calling. And we need to be so in line with God that we can recognize when something is him calling us, and when something is an opportunity that is not meant for us. How startling to see children who cheerfully obey without question what their parents ask them to do. It's a rarity these days, and I will be the first to admit mine don't always do it, which is why they memorize this verse. How even more startling would it be to see an adult who is able to cheerfully say yes and respectfully say no. Those people do stand out. They shine, and they attract people to their light. Remember what the verse says. In verse 16, it says, as you hold out the word of life so that Paul can boast on the day of Christ that he did not run or labor for nothing. When we show that we are learning what we are being taught, when we show that Christ's truth and love is in us, we bless our teachers as well. There's nothing better for a teacher than to see your students apply what they've been taught. Think about it. When we apply it, we show that we not only understood it, but we internalized it, saw the worth in it, and were able to implement the lesson. This is a seemingly simple way to let our teachers know that they are not laboring in vain. Their work has had a purpose, and their work has been received. When we don't apply it, we make our teacher look bad too. And remember, Jesus is our rabbi. He is our greatest teacher. This isn't out of a sense of pride in himself that Paul writes this, by the way. He writes this because he is excited about what God has been able to do through him. Paul can see the fruit that has been manifested through God's use of his life, and that's a gift to Paul. He can see how his work with the people of Philippi has been a blessing to others as well. He gets to see not only how much his students learned, but how much God was able to use him. Remember, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us about a thorn in his flesh. He says, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. Now, this thorn in his flesh made his ministry a challenge. But because of that, he knows all the more where his strength comes from. Paul would still do the work God has set for him, even if he was emptied out and used up completely to give the gospel message to the people. Even if he is killed, knowing that God has used him to do God's work enables Paul to rejoice. Paul is a really cool guy. He was passionate. He was passionate when he was a Pharisee about killing Christians, and he was a passionate Christian. There's so much we can learn from him and from his willing sacrifice for the gospel. Somehow, I don't picture him whining in prison and attracting the palace guard to him because he didn't do it. He rejoiced because his chains made God's word spread, not because of anything Paul did, because of God's Spirit working through the lives of others. So my challenge for all of us today, do everything without complaining or arguing, even when you really don't want to do it. Even when it inconveniences you. Sometimes no does need to be said, but for today, see how you can bless the socks off the people around you as you do everything without complaining or arguing.
Beth, thank you so much. Complaining and Arguing is the title of this Bible study lesson. You can find it on our Bible Studies tab. Again, that's at naomistable.com. You can download that. We highly encourage you to do that. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you've just heard when we come back.